One of the great things about living in Europe, even on this damp little island on its northwestern edge, is the opportunity to take a short flight to places that are very different to here. We have a panoply of culturally rich cities almost on our doorstep, coupled with a myriad of sun-drenched holiday destinations. But that said, there is something magical about taking some time out right here in Ireland. Mind you, those of us of a certain age may first have to overcome traumatic memories of childhood family holidays. Many of us are still haunted by those awful endless car journeys where, if you were the youngest, you possibly shared the boot with the dog in a car with almost no suspension, and where the only respite was stopping for a roadside picnic of ham sandwiches and warm diluted orange. When you finally arrived at your holiday home, it was most likely drafty and devoid of much comfort, the kind of place that made you feel you were in fact camping, albeit within solid walls. Back in the day, holiday homes were generally found through the small ads in the newspaper, which came with very limited descriptions, given that every word cost money. These days, we can spend hours online finding that perfect holiday house. We can see what it looks like, we can read reviews, so that the camping element is generally a thing of the past, unless, of course, you choose to actually go camping. But the best thing about holidaying at home is that you can joyfully throw all caution to the wind when it comes to packing. It has taken years for most of us to learn how to squish the bare essentials for a long weekend into a tiny suitcase and how to decant toiletries into miniature bottles that fit into one Ziploc bag. And yet, we still worry all the way to the boarding gate that we will be separated from our beloved luggage at the very last minute. But travel by car and you can just load up with everything you might need, along with all the stuff you probably won't, just for the hell of it. You can throw in as much liquid as you like, along with your entire winter and summer wardrobe, both of which you will likely need in summer in Ireland. "Should I take wellies?" they ask. "Sure, throw them in the car," says you, "along with your hairdryer, your straightener, two pairs of sneakers, the entire contents of your bathroom, four pairs of sandals, your favourite pillow, and the dog." Now, of course, a holiday in Ireland isn't all plain sailing. Ah, no. You may not have to manage your luggage, but you will most certainly have to manage expectations, especially when it comes to weather. The first thing is to make sure that all in your party know the mantra. You know the one. Sure, we don't come to West Cork or Kerry or Connemara or Donegal for the weather, now do we? Because the truth is, we all live in constant hope of good weather in summertime. But the sun is a fickle companion on Irish holidays. He may surprise you with lots of appearances, or he may not appear at all, and you will need ways to amuse yourself under leaden skies. Let me tell you, dear listener, I am just back from one of my favourite places on earth, deep in West Cork. I had been there almost a week before I felt the sun kiss my skin. And I'm not going to lie, the place is beautiful, but it looks way more beautiful under blue skies and sparkling sunshine. So make sure that once you arrive at your destination, you find the places that serve the best coffee, that have the best cakes. Search out the great markets and the kind of walks you prefer, be that meandering along boreens between hedges of fuchsia and crocosmia, or hiking up a hill for a panoramic view. And of course, find your favourite pub, somewhere you can wander into at any time, alone or in company, and feel at home and comfortable. Because that is the key to a holiday in Ireland: relaxation and stress-free familiarity. It may not thrill you in the way that standing in front of the Trevi Fountain might, but Ireland can be very soothing. It is the silence, the slower pace of life, the sound of the sea, the moo of a cow, the fragrant summer air, and ultimately, for those of us who are city dwellers, the opportunity to connect with our rural selves that provides balm for the soul.